All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. Deep the joy of being together in one heart, and for me that just what it is. All I ask of you is forever to remember me as loving you. As we celebrate Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, when he gave himself to his apostles, he said, do this in order to remember me. Not just that he walked upon the earth, but all that he did to bring us salvation. My dear friends, the Eucharist is really what sets Catholics apart from other Christian faiths. It gives us our very identity. And so the Catholic Church teaches that the consecrated host and wine actually become the body and blood of Jesus Christ, not merely a symbol, as other faiths will have it. Recently, my faith in the real presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament in the Eucharist has been inspired by one of the many reported Eucharistic miracles the world over. He said in Seefeld in Austria, our Lord manifested himself through the Eucharist in 1384. On the night of Holy Thursday in that year, those attending Mass in the village church included Knight Oswald Milser. He was a guardian of a nearby castle. A man who had an immense ego and arrogance. He demanded that the parish priest give him a large host at communion rather than the smaller ones normally given out. Refusal by the priest could have been punishable by death. At the time Holy Communion was being given out, Mesler approached the priest with a drawn sword, and the priest handed him the big host, at which point the ground is said to have given way. Suddenly there was some tremor. And in a moment of panic, he grabbed the edge of the altar to keep him from falling. And it is recorded that the imprints of his hands can be seen on that altar. Others in the congregation filled in a few details not revealed by the priest. They said Melzer, now filled with terror, asked that the host be removed from his mouth. And once that was done, the ground became firm again. He then rushed to a nearby monastery for confession, and for the next 2 years, performed acts of penance for his blasphemy. He died in 1386, and according to his wish, he was buried near the entrance of the chapel of the Blessed Sacrament. Visitors to St. Oswald Church of Seefeld can view a hole in the altar where Milser sank up to his knee level, and can also see the original altar with the handprints. Today we celebrate Corpus Christi as a Eucharistic people, a believing people. A people who do not allow our ego to rule us. A people who are humble and recognize who Jesus is and who we are. In today's first reading, we heard how God allowed the Israelites to be hungry in the desert. And then he fed them with manna to show them that not only bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Remember this text features in Jesus' temptations. And so the supreme word of God became flesh in Jesus, who is now present in the Eucharist. And so in receiving the Eucharist, we are drawn into a real communion with the very life of Jesus, and so become a Eucharistic people. Our lives are nourished spiritually in the Eucharist, not only for this life, but also for eternal life. And it is done by Jesus, who said, "I myself am the bread from heaven." John chapter 6, verse 51. So without the Eucharist, we become weak. We become incapable of loving others. Without it, we become easy victims to temptations and depressions. We lose interest in spiritual things and probably get enslaved by materialism of the world. Unfortunately, you and I believe in our Lord God, the source of every contentment. Jesus brings to us this in the Eucharist. In receiving the Eucharist, we are challenged to become who we truly are, a united people, a people who partake of the one body and the one loaf and the one cup. Like kneading together many grains into one visible loaf, and like the juice flowing from many grapes into an invisible liquid, one liquid, the body of Christ, we all share, makes us one in heart and one in mind. The Eucharist molds us also into a community. A community. We become a people community, or community of people. Husbands and wives who receive the Eucharist pledge themselves anew. Not only to themselves, but also to Christ. Single people who share the Eucharist make a commitment. They commit themselves to share in the destiny of their brothers and sisters. And that's why we often say, "My brothers and sisters," when we begin the Mass, the greeting. So single people, in receiving the Holy Communion, pledge themselves to the destinies of our brothers and sisters. And we can say that the talented who break the bread with Christ thereby also refuse to break away from sharing their talents with others. They are willing to share their talents with others. And that is what the Eucharist challenges us to do. The prosperous who eats and drink with Christ must turn in share, they must in turn share with the less fortunate of their families. If you realize that in the early Christian community, the problem that they had, especially in Corinth, was that, you know, Eucharist wasn't celebrated in church, it was celebrated in houses. And it is those who had, the wealthy who had houses, were big enough to host the celebration. And then there was a marked division in such communities, because those who had plenty, they ate and drank some wine and they had sumptuous meals, while the poor who would come among them had nothing to eat and looked on. And St. Paul had to criticize them and say that is not the spirit of the Eucharist. If you want to eat that way, eat somewhere else before you come. Because when we gather at the Eucharistic table, we are one. So, it's not the cup of blessing we bless, a sharing in the blood of Christ. And it's not the bread we break, a sharing in the body of Christ. Receiving communion means receiving others into our world of concern as a caring people. And so there is something wrong in our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ if we receive the Holy Communion and want to remain people who would want to isolate themselves from their brothers and sisters and insulate ourselves from the cares and the needs of our brothers and sisters. Holy Communion brings us into a caring relationship with our neighbors, especially the poor and the suffering. So if Jesus Christ washed the feet of his apostles before instituting the Eucharist, it was to call all Eucharistic people to intensify our caring and our sharing in the service of others. As we celebrate today, the Feast of the Corpus Christi, may the good Lord grant us the grace of renewal and our commitment to be community, to be one, united, to be sharing, to be caring, and to be loving, and to be giving out to one another, even as the Lord gave himself to us. Amen.